It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer, on this Monday. How you doing, Josh?
Doing all right. Sun shining. It's going to be a nice day.
It is. Should be a nice week. We'll be in the 40s and 50s anyway this week for high.
I sure hope so.
As opposed to last week, a little chilly out there. But
you know, and I went grocery shopping this weekend. I picked up a lot of stuff to grill.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You get that smoker out there again, and you're grilling.
No, I'm not smoker yet, but grill.
Just a grill.
Steak, pork even chops, burgers.
Hot dogs, anything.
Yeah. Something.
I could expect the smell of grilled items wafting their way down to my house then in the near future with
east
wind.
I don't mind eating out of a frying pan or the oven, but just something about grilled foods.
There is. Yep. I got to dig out the old Weber one of these days. Clean it up a little bit. Get ready.
So. That's right.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting SP4 Robert Lee Sisk. Robert was born on January 26, 1936 in Miller, South Dakota, and passed away on April 4th, 2000. He entered active duty on July 10th, 1958 in Sioux Falls in the United States Army. He was honorably discharged 2 years later on July 8th, 1960 in Fort Lewis, Washington. He was a medical specialist, considered a practical nurse with headquarters and headquarters company, the 1st Brigade, 22nd Infantry Division at Fort Lewis, Washington. Served during peacetime, and he earned the Good Conduct Medal for his service. So we thank you, Robert, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to all the vets.
Absolutely.
Out there. Well, today we're going to talk about the VA and the National Institute of Health launching a study of Gulf War illness. Tell us
about it. Yeah. The VA sent out a press release on the 17th. Saying that VA and the National Institutes of Health began a joint five-year study that aims to explain the chronic symptoms of Gulf War illness. Study may lead to more definitive diagnostic criteria for Gulf War illness, development of new diagnostic testing, and potential treatments. Gulf War illness affects multiple symptoms in the body and includes chronic symptoms such as fatigue, headache, memory, and cognitive difficulties, joint muscle pain, poor sleep, and problems with gastrointestinal and respiratory function. This disease affects about a third of the nearly 700,000 men and women who served in the Persian Gulf during Operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm. This week, the first veteran arrived at the National Institutes of Health Clinical Center in Bethesda, Maryland to participate in the study. Veterans who served in the Gulf War and meet the enrollment criteria can inquire about participating in the study by emailing vhawas.indepth@va.gov. VA researchers will screen veterans, Gulf War era veterans who served between 19 and 91 through the Miami VA Medical Center and the California and Washington, D.C. Sites of VA's War-Related Illness and Injury Study Center. Veterans will be referred to National Institutes of Health to gain more insight into Gulf War illness. NIH researchers will identify how the illness presents itself in ways that can be measured or observed in each participant. The research will focus on the immune and autonomic.
Well, just say it with authority and keep going, and nobody will know the difference.
Autonomic.
There you go.
Nervous systems.
It's always my theory.
Hooked on phonics work for me, as well as the body's energy production pathways. Eligible veterans will visit the NIH Clinical Center for up to 2 weeks, with most veterans staying at the Clinical Center. Travel arrangements to and from the Clinical Center will be coordinated with the patient and the study team. Comprehensive testing will be done during the 14 days to look at multiple body systems affected by Gulf War illness and how these symptoms operate functionally and structurally at rest, as well as when the body is placed under stressors. Among other tests, researchers will administer a peak exercise challenge to trigger symptom flares. The procedure has been used to explore the mechanisms of other chronic illnesses, such as myalgic encephalomyelitis. That was a confidence.
I think you got that one pretty good.
Yeah. And chronic fatigue syndrome. VA researchers will maintain a data repository of participants, oversee veterans' overall experience in the study, and help to communicate individual participants' studies findings to their VA care providers as needed. A lot of these, some of these conditions, joint muscle pain, poor sleep, problems with GI and respiratory functions, are also considered symptoms of burn pit exposure, which the Department of Veterans Affairs, under the PACT Act, has added presumptive conditions to these. And I'm sure we're going to see more illnesses come from this burn pit exposure and Gulf War illnesses as the veterans age. I was one of the first Iraq veterans in 2003, so that was 20 years ago. Gulf War was 30 years ago.
Hard to believe it was that long ago.
So, some of the veterans are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and just like the Vietnam veterans, these health conditions are
starting to show up now.
Show up as people age,
right.
And the preponderance of the evidence is going to show that hey, all these veterans are claiming that these illnesses. Maybe there's something with their environmental hazards from their service. So, one of the best ways is go to your VA medical provider and talk about all your conditions, get it documented, and of course, contact our office if you'd like to file a claim for disability compensation for that condition. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Starting to green up.
It is.
Looking good.
Yeah. I noticed where I didn't move snow is very nice and green on my lawn. Where I did move snow, it's a little brown, so
it'll get there.
Yeah, it'll get there. But you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right.
We also have a World War I exhibit coming to the Lac La Parole County Museum.
That's right, and I believe it's on the 30th. They're going to have a special open house for veterans and their families
from 1 to 3. And yep. I hope to go to that. So
and then after that, it'll be open to the public. I think starting May 1st.
May 1st through Father's Day.
Sometime June?
June 18th, Father's Day.
Okay, right. Okay. So, check that out. Should be interesting.
It's very interesting. I know I went to it a couple of years ago, and, as much time as I spent there, I wanted to spend more time,
right.
Just looking at the stuff and the history. And
you can always go back more than once.
Yep.
So they'll be happy to see you out there at the museum.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, very good. Josh, appreciate the info. You have a great week. We'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Bettinger, Lac Parole Veteran Service Officer, with us today on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parole County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.